Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into hour number four of our block of outdoor programming. And we welcome in Devin Burgess, the manager at the Jefferson Gun Outlet, Jefferson Indoor Range, and affiliated with the Shooter Club. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. I got to start the program off with someone wanted to tell you hello. It is Janice, and she wanted to let you know that Bad Dave and Aiden are taking good care of her, helping select her handgun. Now, you got to explain to me the Bad Dave. How did this name come about?
Oh, my God. There's no logical explanation. That's something that he picked up while at Honey Island Swamp when he was a range officer over there. I've done my best to scrub it from the records, but it still sticks around somehow.
So this is where bad means good, you know.
I guess. Yeah,
you
I'm
guess.
Not one for
okay,
nicknames,
well,
but he's a good guy. He's a very nice guy. Okay. But yeah, bad means good in that nonsensical way.
Well, he'll probably be looking for a raise now that he got this compliment that he's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to try to scrub that one from the record, too. Keep him in the dark.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot to talk about this morning. Wow, we got the Pittsburgh buyback program. It's like deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra would say. We got some activity going on in Virginia. We got the Glock Shooting Sports Foundation, your first GSSF match coming up there, and the new pistol. And then we got a gun product of the month to talk about, the HK variant. But before all of that, I want to talk about the biggest news that hit Facebook with regard to firearms this week, and that is Devin Burgess operating a Gatling gun. Now,
yeah,
this is no joke.
That was interesting. So, Mike, it's funny, too, because I'm not really I'm stuck in the 70s or 80s. I'm not really a Facebook or Instagram typical, you know, millennial. I don't really like any of that stuff. But my wife and Mike, they constantly posting stuff on Facebook. So about a week ago, you know, I try to stay relevant on Facebook. I post stuff every now and then for the Facebook page for the store. And I ordered a Gatling gun. People that don't know, it's got 8 barrels and it has a crank on the side. It's not classified as an NFA item, so you don't need any special paperwork to buy it. And it takes Glock mags. So a regular Gatling gun is usually in 45-70 or something like that. It's got a crank on the side. You stick a Glock magazine in the top of it. It's chambered in 9mm. And you spin that crank on the side with your hand, and it rotates all the barrels, loads them, and then shoots one at a time when the timing gets right on the barrel. So, you know, you crank it. I'm sure you've seen it in the movie, but you crank it and it goes pow, 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 and it shoots all the barrels, but it's multiple barrels. It's very, very cool. And we ordered one about a year ago. It came in last week. We actually ordered 3 about a year ago, and 2 out of the 3 came in last week. So I thought it was cool. I posted something real quick on Facebook, and in about 20 hours, it had nearly 5 million views. I'm checking right now. I think it topped out at about 5 million in a video of me shooting it. And we've never had that kind of response on Facebook. So for those that shared it, thank you very much. It was something else. Mike called me at like 1 o'clock in the morning and wanted to know how I managed to rope, you know, 5 million people into watching me shoot this gun.
A lot of interest.
It was very cool, though. Very cool.
All right. You described it very adequately, except for one thing. How many total rounds can you load at one time?
So it's been converted. So let me back up. So the company, Tippmann Armory, is who we bought them from last year at the SHOT Show. So about a year ago. It took us a year to get 2 of these. And they convert it to 9mm, and it takes Glock magazines. So if you have a Glock handgun and a bunch of different size Glock mags, drum mags, stick mags, standard mags, 100-round double drum mags, any Glock-compatible magazine fits in it and works in it pretty well. We shot quite a few rounds through one of them, and it didn't hiccup once. So any Glock mag, it just depends on what kind of mag you stick in the top of it, how many rounds it holds. But it was really cool. It's one of the few things that you could put right in the middle of your living room and, you know, it would look beautiful in your living room with your people coming over and check out your Gatling gun. It was very cool. But we sold all of them in like an hour as soon as we reopened the following day after that Facebook thread went viral. But we didn't sell a single one to anybody in Louisiana. So shame on you. Shame on you, Louisianians. I wanted to keep those in the neighborhood.
It would look really nice next to my photo of that I keep of Rosie O'Donnell. It would be perfect to go right to the living room. Now, what is the price on that gun, retail price? What did you sell them for?
We sold it for $49.50. There's a couple of them on. That was the odd part is, I mean, I didn't necessarily think that I did anything that was new or, you know, too intelligent. They've been out there for a couple years. Just somehow nobody seemed to be aware that they were out there. So it was interesting that just a post like that would create so much stir. But I mean, I didn't do anything too crazy. It's been out for a while. There's a few other videos. You know, this one happened to work well, I guess.
All right, so there's nothing special you need as far as permits, or like you don't have to form an LLC and go through all of that kind of stuff. You just pass the NICS background check and it's yours?
That's it. That's it. No other Form 4 paperwork, no NFA paperwork. It's classified as an other. If people realize or are aware that Mossberg and Remington a couple years ago came out with this real little small shotgun, it's like 14 or 16 inches or something long, the total length of it, and they classified that as a non-NFA item. It falls into the same kind of odd category that doesn't classify it as a machine gun, because it's not a machine gun. I mean, if you hold that, there's no trigger to hold down, and if you hold that crank in a specific position, it's not going to fire more than bullet. It's kind of like a magazine fed rotation revolver almost, but they classify it as unassigned. It's another type of firearms,
Well, if they may ever make that in a 12 gauge shotgun model, I've got a sale, immediate sale for you, because they would use that for the goose hunt, the conservation hunts. And that would be so effective. You know, they're trying to get rid of these geese, and they relax all the regulations. They let you put magazine tube extenders, and, you know, you don't have to have a plug in the gun and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, if they had it in the 12-gauge shotgun, I know one guy would buy it for sure.
Yeah, I was talking to the owner. I guess somebody shared our Facebook page, and he called us last Monday, right before the SHOT Show, he called us. And thanked us and said he was going to send us a bunch of other cool stuff, and I ordered a few more of those Gatling guns. But yeah, I got his number. I'll tell him that he needs to make a 12-gauge, a 45, and, you know, a couple other ones. They make them all in-house. They're beautiful, too. One of the few guns that, for the money, I mean, $5,000 is a lot of money, but very well made. It's all brass inlaid. It's beautiful. Gatling gun. Look good in you.
Well, a 22, you know, for the nutria hunters, you know, that would be great for the nutria hunters, because that's a moving target. It's swimming, it's running through, you know, and you could, you know, just spray it.
Yeah, they make one in 22. They make a 22. Uh-huh. Hmm. Yep. It just, I've heard it doesn't work.
How long is it going to take for you to,
as well,
to get your next shipment?
That's a good question. So hopefully we've bought some, you know, our helping them to advertise has bought us some goodwill, you know, with our Facebook post. But it took a year to get the last two. Hopefully it'll
take. Maybe you'll be put on the priority. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I can tell you, you know, the question that's going to pop up is, why does anyone need a Gatling gun? You know?
Right.
Why does anybody need a boat with four engines? Why do they need a car that'll do 140 miles an hour when the top speed limit in the country is about 80? You know, it's not what you need, it's what you want, you know. And if you handle it in a responsible way, there's nothing wrong with it. But that was interesting. I think you're going to find a lot more interest in those firearms until, you know, the antis try to figure out a way to shut them down. Well,
right.
Good luck.
Yeah, which brings us to Virginia. That's another disaster.
Yep. Well, we're going to talk about that right after this break. Virginia and also Pittsburgh, because their buyback ended up not quite as bad as New Orleans, but almost as much. We'll be right back. It's Devin Burgess. I'm Don Dubuque, and you'll listen to Talking Guns on WWL 105.3 FM HD2. And you know that single gunshot is kind of passe now. Maybe we need to get the Gatlin gun soundtrack and put that into the rejoin. I think that would go well.
Yeah. I got about 5 million people that have it on their phone. Yeah, we get it pretty
quick. True. All right. Well, we'll keep you up to date on the availability on the Gatlin guns because I know what's going through people's mind. Man, I better buy one of those before they become outlawed, you know, and get grandfathered in. But anyway, that's another topic. Virginia, tell us what went on in Virginia. What I saw was people going out. A lot of them were open carry. I mean, it looks like evidently you can do an AR-15 open carry in Virginia. But everybody was calm. They were reserved. There was no pushing. There was shoving. There was no cars overturned. There was no looting going on. It was all people, all like-minded, good, law-abiding citizens making statements about their Second Amendment rights.
Right. So Virginia's a disaster right now. But keep in mind, this is where our Second Amendment started in Virginia, and it's now full of current, new and future restrictive gun laws. In the past few weeks, they've passed an extreme risk protection order bill, which is the same thing as a red flag law. It's what we've talked about in the past. A terrible idea, probably the worst current new law that I have reviewed and seen in the last 10 years. What that basically means is anybody for any reason can call the authorities, tell them that you're crazy and you got guns and you shouldn't, and they can come take all your firearms until the courts find any relevancy or not to your case. So they can come in, take all your guns, just because somebody you may or may not know or may not like you, you know, an ex-wife or ex-husband or anybody, your neighbor, because you played your music too loud one night, can call, say that that you have a bunch of guns, that you're a lunatic, and they need to go check you out, and they come and they take all your guns until there's until it's been concluded you don't get your guns back. There's also a only one handgun a month bill. I don't know what that accomplishes. I'm sure that there's a reason that they did it. I'm sure it also doesn't make any sense. And then other bills in the coming week that they're reviewing is a required reporting of a stolen firearm within 24 hours to authorities. That's actually the only thing on this list that I kind of agree with. And then there's a bunch more that I don't. Virginia legislation restricts the number of gun ranges in a certain area. I don't know what that has to do with anything. The last big one is that proposed legislation would regulate and require the ranges to collect and maintain all of their customers' personal information and firearm information to be readily available to the state and local authorities. That's probably they're all bad, but that's a very bad one as well. That one hasn't passed yet, but I believe they vote on it in the coming 2 or 3 weeks. So very soon, if you have a gun and enjoy shooting it, and if you live in Virginia, yeah, God bless you, because they're gonna know all of your information if you go to a range, and they're gonna have all of your gun information linked to you. That's gonna be readily available to the authorities in government to use it in any way that they see fit. So Virginia is quickly turning into something that really makes me upset and sad. That's not good. Especially where our Second Amendment started, they're taking that down, you know, piece by piece. Not small pieces either. Those 4 or 5 things that we just reviewed. That's about as bad as it gets. Right before there are no more guns, and once you lose those rights, you know, you don't get them back ever. So that's bad. That's really, really bad for anybody that stops and thinks about it for a minute.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what goes before the Louisiana legislature. Usually we have some of these restrictive laws that are brought forth, and, you know, they usually die a fairly quick death in the Louisiana House and Senate. But, you know, you got to be ever vigilant. You got to keep an eye on it. You got to show up just like these people in Virginia did. I think their message was heard loud and clear. Now, what will happen ultimately when it goes to their legislatures yet to be seen.
But an interesting thing, too, that I realized while I was researching this over the last couple of weeks, they threw in a law that we went over, that only one handgun a month bill. It doesn't specify caliber or quantity of the ammunition it can hold. It just specifies that it's a handgun. If it's classified as a handgun, a pistol, a revolver, magazine-fed pistol or revolver with a cylinder or a derringer, any handgun, you can only buy one a month. Which I found was interesting, because handguns are usually the first thing that they bring up when they say, well, look, we're not going to take all your gun rights away. We don't want to take your guns away. All we want to do is make sure we don't want you to own an AR-15 for some reason. That doesn't make a lot of sense either. But, you know, you can keep your handguns for defense, where they've purposefully included handguns into a bill that they just passed. So, that was interesting. I thought that they focused on handguns, and you can only buy one a month. I mean, I don't understand that either. But I would like to. Have you ever spoke to anybody? I mean, you do a lot more of this than I do. Have you ever spoke to any of the lawmakers and bigwigs about logic on this and the gun buyback? I mean, all of that. Do you ever get anything that makes any sense from your end?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I mean, it's so divided and it's so partisan. I mean, people who believe in the Second Amendment Foundation, you can expect the response you're going to get from them. And then the people, and mostly are Democrats who are opposed to Second Amendment freedoms, you know what you're going to get when you talk to them. And it's just a matter of numbers and strength of voting. And, you know, that's it. You know, there's not many people on the fence. You know, sometimes you'll hear people say, well, you know, maybe that would be good if it can show a way to keep the guns out of the hands of the people that should not have them and can be effective without infringing and restricting law-abiding citizens. That's usually the big catch. But we're fortunate in Louisiana that we've got a pretty solid group of legislators who understand the importance of Second Amendment, not just to ensure our freedoms, but to keep their place where they want to be, which the rule of every elected official, rule number one, is stay in office. And in order to do that, you know, they've got to listen to their constituency. And fortunately, here in Louisiana, we haven't had any serious threats to our, you know, New Orleans is a little different. You know, they come up with things, which brings us to the buyback program. And, you know, it was another disaster. Pittsburgh ran out of money, just like New Orleans. But you were actually at and witnessed the New Orleans gun buyback program. So for people that don't understand gun buybacks, explain what the idea, the concept was, and then what the reality was when they tried to pull it off.
Man, somebody should explain it to me. I still don't know what's going on. I have no idea why you so we had boots on the ground about, what was that, like a year ago, huh, that Orleans Parish
did it?
Yeah,
it was about a year ago.
About a year ago. They so I figured it would be juicy. We do a radio show. I said, yeah, I'm going to go out there and see what's going on. So, all right, so I'm going to paint the picture for those that are listening. Put the address in my phone. It brings me to a church, a nice church down in town in Orleans Parish. And as I pull up, I quickly realize that there is hundreds of people, all with firearms, not in a bag or a case, just walking around with guns that may or may not know how to use them. But fair enough, I work at a range. And then it started at like 10, I think, 10 or 11, about 15 minutes after it started, police started showing up, a lot of them. So I figured, something must be happening. The line isn't moving forward anymore. There's probably 500 people, wrapped around this church, you know, in line. They all have guns, and there was a few police officers when it started, but now there's a lot of police officers after about 15 minutes. And there was police officers because they ran out of money in like 15 minutes. I think it was less than 15 minutes. I think I got there a little before.
Let's talk about how it was advertised.
They wanted you to go with your guns, and no matter what gun, I'm pretty sure they advertised that you were going to get $500. So some of the people that were thinking that they were going to do something intelligent was they went to Academy and they bought a bunch of cheap guns, a bunch of really cheap, you know, dirt guns, and they brought them to this thing. Well, now they ran out of money, so there's no more money to give you for the cheap guns. And there's hundreds of people that are armed now outside of this church, very upset and angry, with firearms in Orleans Parish, facing the police officers that are trying to settle them down. It was a disaster. I don't understand.
And there
that
was to be no questions asked. You just give us the gun and we give you $500. We're not going to ask if it's got a serial number on it. We're not going to ask you where you got it, what you did with it, or, you know, anything. And then they were going to give you $500, which you could go buy an upgrade, you know. Go buy a much better gun. You give them a $50 gun, and you get $500. You go buy a better gun.
Right, I'm pretty sure.
And like you said, it put more guns on the street than anything else they've done recently.
It did. I spoke for the radio show, you know, to get some more insight. I spoke to six or eight people, you know, before I tear it out of there. Before I didn't want to get killed with this mob that's forming in the middle of the street. But I spoke to 8 or 10 people, and all of them went to Academy and bought the cheapest gun they could find. So now there's at least, you know, 1,000 new guns that don't work very well and a bunch of angry people that own them.
You gotta excuse me for laughing, but when you think about this,
crazy?
You invite somebody to come there, mob with guns,
right?
And then you're gonna piss them off because they're not gonna get the money they want, and you made them bring guns, so you got this mob all armed and they're all mad. What a situation!
It was crazy. This is what I was talking about. Did you talk to anybody about that after it happened? Like, what guys?
Oh, yeah.
What are you
doing?
Well,
they didn't want to talk. They didn't want to talk.
It's so crazy. Is that crazy?
Yeah. Well, you know, Pittsburgh, I don't know, they showed some pictures and looked like they had some pretty good stuff, but I'm sure it went the same way.
No, it did. They ran out of money, too.
Any city would be
same exact thing.
They ran out of money. Yeah. Oh, wow. Gun buybacks. Forget them. Don't participate.
They're going to keep trying them, though. More, just keep doing them. One of these days. Turn into a battle.
And then they were going to destroy them. The firearms, whatever they got, was going to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, or so they say. I don't even think they gave money. I think they gave a coupon that you fill out and submit to the parish. Because, I'm 99% positive because I talked to one or two people that did it, and they said, well, it's not really money, and it's not per gun. It's up to $100, and they only had, 50 coupons. Yeah. And so crazy.
Well,
it was kind of funny
until it
turned, ominous. I was climbing in my car as quick as I could before the bullets started passing by me.
Well, you know, what can you expect from a city administration that can't so much as remove a body that can be seen from plain view because a tarp blew off of it?
Right.
You know? And it's just...
That's really sad, too.
Yeah. Well... All right, well, let's take another break. We come back. We'll move on to a more pleasant topic. We're going to talk about the G44, the compact pistol. You got to see it at the SHOT Show, or at least it's coming to the SHOT Show this year for 2020. And we'll also talk about the GSSF match, including the Glock Shooting Sports Foundation. It's going to be coming up and be at Jefferson Indoor Shooting Range. We'll tell you all about it. And we also got a gun product of the month. Oh, so little time, so much to talk about. We do it right here as we talk guns. Don Dubuque and Devin Burgess on 105.3 FM HD2. Sounds like a Gatling gun in the background.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, there
it is. Those guys are quick, huh? They're quick on the trigger.
Yes, indeed. You better believe it. I mean, that was a rapid fire there. And I got to tell you, Jefferson Gun Outlet may become known as the home of the Tippmann Armory Gatling gun, a location near you. Hope stop by and see it. Do you still have one for display? No,
we sold them like in 45 minutes, all of them. Once it hit about a million people, I did the novice mistake of putting my cell phone number on there. My wife was going to kill me at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was binging and the battery was draining. It was binging and making noise and screaming at me. I finally had to take it off. But yeah, 5 million people is a lot. It sold very quick. I think we sold one to Kentucky, one to Tennessee, and one to Florida. And I got two more coming. And one of those two is sold. So I'll have another one hopefully soon. But none currently.
Tipman Armory, did they say that they can't keep up with the demand?
Oh yeah, I mean they make very few of those. I think they make a couple hundred of them a year. It took me a year to get two of them, and it would have taken me longer. I just so happened to call the guy. I check up on it like once a month just to make sure that they didn't forget about us. And they said, well, you know what, we don't have yours ready, but a guy ordered. I think you ordered three of them. That's where we got the first three in one big group. And he said he canceled his order, and I can send you these three right now. So luckily bought them. Yeah, yeah. Very few, though, they make. They don't make many, and I think that's why most people have never seen them before.
Right. Well, that's what happens when demand outweighs the supply. But I'm sure he can maybe change that and get more speed up the production. Okay, well, let's talk about the G44. This is a Glock 44. You just got those in. How are they being received?
Very cool. So those that don't know, Glock's newest gun that they released about a week before SHOT Show, ready to ship. We have, I think, a dozen of them. I bought as many as I could. And we've sold a few, but very cool gun. Super lightweight. It's mostly polymer. 22 caliber. They don't come with a threaded barrel, which was my only gripe, but they do sell an aftermarket threaded barrel for it. So if you have a suppressor, you can put it on your gun. It functions just like a Glock. So if you look at a Glock 19, a standard Glock in 9mm, for those that don't know, and if you're kind of skittish or scared of shooting, we have one for rent. We have a bunch for sale. They're great to practice on. You can, you know, learn how to, in a small caliber, load your semi-automatic handgun, where the mag release is, where the slide lock is, how to operate the slide. Super inexpensive to shoot. I think they're priced at like $389 or $399 at our store. So, very inexpensive and great to practice and learn on. People have been wanting Glock to make a 22 caliber target pistol for the last, 30 years since they've been making handguns, and they finally have. Good thing about Glock, the main good thing about Glock is once they release something and put it online, said that they released it, this is the new gun, this is what we made, you can almost in the next day or two find those guns, which doesn't sound like much, but a lot of companies will release something, and it'll be really cool, everybody will be interested in it, but they don't ship them for a year. They need to catch up with production. I don't know why companies do that. Glock doesn't. We have 10 or 12 of them. We probably won't have 10 or 12 of them in the next day or two. They're going to go quick. But if you've been looking at one, if you saw one online, we do have quite a good inventory of them at Jefferson Gun Outlet.
Well, what you might do when you talk to your Glock rep is maybe the next one they should come out with is a 22 mag in that same gun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because then that would, that would fill the bill. Not only is it lighter and more compact and less recoil, but it packs a wallop too,
right,
closer to a 9mm. So I think there'd be a market for those too.
They also just released, we have a Glock's GSSF, Glock Shooting Sports Foundation match coming up this next month, in almost exactly a month. And they came out with a match for those too. So we'll be hosting our first 22 match. It has to be a Glock. It has to be a Glock 44. But that'll be on the ticket too for our shooting match coming up at the middle of next month, which will be pretty cool. Yeah, I'm really excited that they made a 22 because, a lot of new shooters are kind of scared and skittish of the noise and recoil. So this will allow you to learn a Glock very inexpensively, with very little recoil, very little noise, and very reliably. So that's big news. Probably the biggest news coming out of the SHOT Show, or one of the top announcements coming out of the SHOT Show this year, 2020 in Vegas, was that Glock 44. And luckily, we have a bunch of them. So if you're looking for one, come on down. I'll show it to you, and you can shoot it, and you can buy it, and you can own it.
Tell us more about the matches that are going to be coming up.
They're so fun. So a lot of, if you don't know, Glock does a promotes a match that they host that we host at our store. You have to own a Glock. Well, that's not true. You have to shoot a Glock. And we have like 50 Glocks that you can rent. We don't charge you on that day to rent them. You can come, and you can even come with your own ammo, which we don't normally do. And it's like $20 a match. You have to join the GSSF, but there's a lot of perks in joining the GSSF. It's like $30 a year. And at the end of your first year, when you renew, they send you a blue label purchase coupon, which allows you to buy a Glock. You get one a year. For the law enforcement price, which is like 30% off of normal pricing. So that $30 will turn into $130 discount, $150 discount. If you decide to, you know, there's a Glock you got your eye on and you want to buy it. So that's the big perk. And then it's super fun. I mean, everybody that, that we host at our store to do those matches is so super friendly. They'll let you use their guns. It's really cool to see. You know, there's not so much competition to where people are, you know, nasty or mean to each other. There's none of that. It's very family atmosphere oriented. We got little kids. Usually we let them start around 10 years old. You know, very older guys that have been around a while, showing the younger people that they may or may not even know. They might have met them at the match. It's very cool to see. I think we had about 50 people the last time we did it, and we're hoping for just as big of a turnout. But the matches are simple. I mean, it's very laid back. Each match lasts about 10 minutes. You shoot 50 rounds at five different stations, at five different distances. I think it's like 5, 7, 10, 15, and 25 yards. And you don't have to be the best to win, which is even better. You know, we have standings that shows you who technically won, but the big prize, which we give away a gun and about $1,500 worth of, you know, prizes, it's all luck of the draw. So as long as you participate, you have an equal chance to win a gun, and everybody that shows up wins something. And it's usually you know, a pretty good goodie bag. Bags, shirts, hats, magazines, ammo, and then the top prize in our drawing is a firearm, which is really nice. Yeah, it's really fun. You should come out and at very least just hang out one day. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, February 9th is the first one, right?
Yeah.
Are they all on Sundays?
They are, yeah. It's February 9th. One's on Saturday because we have a Glock Day as well in April. It's the 9th, the 15th, and the 19th. So March, April, May. But it's all on weekends.
So you are... Are you shipping out for the SHOT Show?
Oh, we already went. We already went. We got back yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mike doesn't play around. We went about 40 hours. You're lucky I drug myself out of bed this morning. I haven't slept much in the last few days. But just because I love you. But, yeah, we went. We go for like a day and a half, you know, when Mike doesn't go with me. Just enough time to do our interviews. Do our stock and dealer
programs.
So you must
have to make a laundry list of places you got to stop and see, huh? In that short time.
I'm pretty sure we've talked about it before, but that is an incredible sight to see. I mean, I don't – we've been like 7 or 8 years in a row, so it's not super exciting to me. But it's incredible to see. It's the biggest event as far as square footage that I've ever seen or participated in. It's two hotels – three floors. I think somebody a couple years ago told me, I don't know if it's true or not, but if you walked each aisle and wanted to see everything that the show has to offer, you'd be walking like 12 miles. It's incredible. Huge.
Yeah. We know the story of New Orleans. You know, I went to it when it was here, but they vowed they'd never come back. The mayor at the time kind of kicked him in the teeth and they said no more. You know, although the exhibitors loved it, you know, the foundation loved it. The SHOT Show, and all of the people that came, you know, they enjoyed the food and everything was close. It was in walking distance and from their hotels, and you know, but
Yeah, that was such another is life, great, and it costs that was another great choice, huh, by Orleans Parish. Get those guys
exactly.
out of here. They're only bringing
we don't want stuff like that.
Probably a quarter billion dollars a year.
Yes, yes, and more each year, and with the never's a long time. Okay, we got to take a break. We come back. You're going to hear about the gun product of the month. We do it each and every month right here on Talking Guns. It's coming up next right after this timeout. And another fantastic job by Devin Burgess, our man on the road. Devin, in the time we have remaining, tell us what's going on in the upcoming days and weeks at the Gun Outlet, the Indoor Range, and the Shooters Club.
So check our Facebook page. We're going to post some updates about that GSSF match and future blacklight matches if you want to get a permit. The Shooters Club at 2338 Hickory is doing renewal classes. The renewal classes start just before 10, get there about 9:45. And then if you want a first-time permit, walk-ins are welcome. Just bring your gun, a box of bullets, and your ID. We'll do the rest. It starts at 11:30. You get there about 11. If you want to come see me and shoot, come by Jefferson Gun Outlet, Jefferson Indoor Range. It's at 6719 Airline Drive. We're open 7 days a week now for your shooting and shopping convenience. Don, it's always been a pleasure. Like smoke through a keyhole. That's it.
I love that. Smoke through a keyhole. Okay, sounds
good.
Yeah, I
heard that. Somebody smarter than me said that once. So
well, there's not too many people. That's a very narrow group there. All right, now, real quick, somebody wants to know about getting a firearm and then having it sent to you for, you know, where they can't get it shipped to them. It's going to be shipped, but it's got to be shipped to an FFA holder. What's the procedure?
I'm glad you asked that. So please, if you have something shipped to us, give us at least 12 hours to log it in. All you have to do is tell the person you're buying it from, if it's an individual, to go to a local store near them to ship it. Our FFL, if they need it, which is our license, if they don't have it on file, is on our website at jeffersongun.com. Once you give them payment in our FFL, they'll ship it to us. Get a tracking number from them so you know when it arrives. I almost sent you a picture the other day. I had like 60 boxes in the hallway, all transfers. So give me at least the rest of the day to log it in. And then the following morning, you can pick it up. And it's $35 if it's coming from a licensed dealer. And it's $175 if it's an NFA item, you know, a machine gun, short barrel rifle, silencer, or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of these organizations are doing contests and giveaways, and they have to ship the guns, and they've got to go to an FFA. So that's a place to do it, Jefferson Gun Outlet. Devin, they're singing the song to get out of here. So many things to talk about, so little time. Look forward to our next visit, my friend.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
All right, stay safe. Devin Burgess, I'm Don Dubuque, wrapping it up. That's More Outdoors next week. Foulmouth Radio, that's F-O-W-L, Foulmouth. Josh Goins and I are going to talk about the duck crisis in Louisiana. Hope you'll join us then for another edition of More Outdoors.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.